This is the Schnauzer Logic Radio Company.
And this is Schnauzer Logic, the podcast, episode number 22, being recorded on Wednesday, August 9th, 2006.
Groundbreaking, critically acclaimed, smash hits, HBO original series. And now, the HBO original series.
Schnauzer Logic.
During an interview for a switch operator position at a railroad, the chief engineer asks a job candidate, "What would you do if the Northern Express was heading north on track one and the Southern Express was heading south on the same track?" The interviewee thinks for a moment and says, "I would definitely call my brother." "Why on earth would you call your brother?" asks the chief engineer. "Because he's never seen a train wreck before."
Clinton, liberals, dittos.
I'm Dr. Mora, and I'm my poodle's mother.
Today on All Things Considered to Death, Moss.
Yeah, baby, show me your...
Son of Easta, my friends. Son of Easta, and welcome! You have managed to tune in, latch on, and otherwise download that stream of bits known around the world as Schnauzer Logic. Yes, this is Schnauzer Logic, being recorded on Wednesday, August the 9th, 2006. And my name is Robin Goldstein. I'm your host. I'm your buddy. I'm your pal. I'm also a straight white Buddhist vegetarian lesbian fraternity boy trapped in the body of a recovering transsexual woman patent attorney with a bizarre sense of humor and a master's degree in city planning. And I'm thrilled and delighted to have each and every one of you with us for another outstanding show. We're looking forward to doing this week's show. Big time, big deal. We missed last week's show. It was an unintentional absence, I guess that's probably the best way of putting it. We were absent due to illness. My voice was gone, as they say, and from a bad cold, flu, upper respiratory, whatever, that went basically from 0 to 60. The day after we finished our last program, the next morning I woke up. I think I may have shared with folks that I had like 100-degree fever, no voice. I sounded like I was going through puberty yet again. Which in my life is something you don't want to have to deal with. Because it's already confusing when I look in the mirror, but with that voice it was even more confusing. And fortunately, thank God for antibiotics. You know they say that you shouldn't take antibiotics for a virus? They're wrong. I pop them like candy. I take an antibiotic, I take a Viagra, and I take some steroids. Anabolic type. Nothing but the best for me. And then boom, I go into bed. And when I wake up 12 hours later, I don't feel any better, but I have these unusual sensations in my body which keep me amused for hours and hours on end. Anyhow, welcome back. We are here for this particular show. Before we go any further, let's say Son of Easta to our good friend Parviz Vitali. Son of Easta.
Son of Easta, Robin.
How are you?
Oh, very good. Very excited.
You look good.
Hey, stop it.
You get your teeth cleaned?
No.
They're like extra special bright white today.
Well, I brush them every day.
Every day?
Twice a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really brush your teeth twice a day?
I floss and brush twice a day.
No, you don't.
Absolutely. Once in the morning and once in the evening.
I wonder how many people actually do that.
I wonder how many people floss. Flossing is very important, but I don't think too many people floss. I think they throw mouthwash in their mouth and just go to bed.
They just like throw it back, yeah?
Yeah, just because we are so lazy. We'll go an extra foot for a Twinkie, but not for your teeth.
So you have to walk an extra foot to... You know, where you keep the floss, like, on the other side of the room? Is that the idea?
Actually, I keep floss in the car.
Is that kind of, no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes. Well, because when you come back from lunch, you got
food particles. But it's so hard to use the floss. You got to have, like, two fingers. What do you mean, what do I mean?
What do you mean, you? It's a string. You wrap it around your finger, and you shove it up your teeth.
Well, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
You obviously... Now, Robin, why in the...
Hold on. What?
Why on earth would you start a joke off with a train wreck?
It's a train wreck joke.
I know, but we're starting a show right now.
I liked it. It was a good short joke. That's why. I went to the dentist yesterday. That's why...
Oh!
Yeah.
How did it go? How many cavities?
No, I don't have any cavities.
None at all?
Nope.
And do you floss every day?
With false teeth, you don't get cavities.
Do you floss every day?
I brush and floss once a day in the morning. First thing in the morning.
You go to bed without flossing and brushing your teeth?
Uh-huh.
What about all the food particles?
Also, I refuse to pee before I go to bed. I just try to let it build
contain
up.
Contain it? Yeah.
As much as possible. That makes it much more exciting about 3 in the morning. 4, 5. Drink a lot of water.
And watermelon.
And watermelon, yeah. And then all night long, I just kind of let it drip. All right. We are 6 minutes into this episode of Schnauzer Logic, the podcast, www.schnauzerlogic.com, robin@schnauzerlogic.com. Parviz Fatali is here. The show has already descended into madness because Sean Meehan, who should be here, is not here.
He will be here. He will be here.
You think?
Yeah. Sean is very reliable.
Hold on. Here's... that's nothing. There's nothing going on.
We left the dinner out for Sean. We left the dinner plate.
I saw Sean on Sunday. I got together with him on Sunday over in Santa Cruz. It was beautiful weather. We went over to Carpo's. We had one of our four-hour lunches where we basically sit around and we solve all the problems of the world together.
Why don't you have that 4 hours recorded and use that as a show for two weeks?
Because you wouldn't be part of that.
I understand, but I'm sure it's very entertaining with you.
It's very entertaining for us. I don't know whether the people around us like it, but that's what we do on a regular basis. We get together, and I said, are you going to be able to make it? And he said, yeah, I'm going to be there. So I didn't bother to check. I feel badly about that. But you know
who paid for the bill?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Because I'm working.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I figure,
yeah.
You know, what the hell. But you know who is here?
Who?
Kip Adad is here. You know who else is here?
A stroker on load guy.
Yeah. The owner of a 10,000 watt radio station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Michael Zwirling.
It's Mark Zwirling.
Stroke or unload.
You know who else is here?
Dick Cheney.
That's right. And you know who else is here?
And Harry Whittington.
Very good.
Yeah. Harry's getting heavier. Every week, Harry gets heavier.
That's terrific. That you know. And you know who else may be here? Sean Meehan.
Acoloids, my friend.
Well, that's a good one. We can just have that. Sean, what do you think?
Acoloids, my friend.
There you go. Yeah, Michael Zwirling's still here.
And they're laughing at you.
What about Dave Letterman? Has he been around?
No.
Oh, that's shit.
Kip Adada.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man.
Acoloids, my friend.
Sean's got a very distinct voice, doesn't
he? He does.
Very nasally.
We miss him badly.
Acoloids, my friend.
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 I'm getting it, aren't I? Acoloids, my friend.
Acoloids, my friend.
Acoloids. Acoloids, my friend.
Acoloids, my friend.
This is what
you can't tell.
This is what passes for entertainment. How are we doing? Oh, 8 minutes. Excellent.
Woo-hoo! 1 hour, 52 to go. This is what no preparation does.
No. I have preparation. So I did. I got my teeth cleaned.
Okay.
I go. So here's the deal. I didn't go to the dentist for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. I must have told you that. I've shared that with you.
Wait,
no?
When was the...
I go to the dentist all the time.
Okay, when did you start?
When I was in my 20s, I had not gone to the dentist for...
35. Up until 35 or so.
Up until almost 30.
How's that possible?
What do you mean, how is it possible?
Don't your teeth ache?
There's no people that... Yes.
And so what did you do for that aching tooth?
You take a lot of drugs. And
wow.
if you wait long enough, the root
it falls
dies.
Off.
The root dies. Exactly.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Well, yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, a clean mouth is the most important part of any person's being. It's a clean mouth.
Okay.
You speak to another human being, you kiss another human being. As a matter of fact, the plaque that comes from your teeth goes directly into your bloodstream. And you collect.
Not mine. I had it mounted. It's on the wall.
If you have healthy gums, you will have a lesser.
I had no idea that you were like.
I'm obsessed.
You were
about
Professor
the teeth.
Oral. This is
yeah.
really. This is.
It's very important to have a good oral hygiene because the healthier your gums are, the less they bleed, the less plaque goes into your bloodstream, the less plaque you collect in your arteries, the less chance you have a heart attack.
And what about being like 30 pounds overweight? How does that affect your chances of having a heart attack?
You think I'm 30 pounds overweight?
No.
Yes, you do. Damn you all to hell. No. How much do you think I weigh? How much do you think I weigh?
You?
Yeah.
200.
No, seriously. How much do you think I weigh?
Stand up. Let's see. So you're like, I'm guessing you're 5'11".
Yes.
Right? Is that right?
Yes.
Very good. All right.
How much do you think I weigh? If we were right now at the carnival right now and you had to guess my weight and I get a prize.
210.
210?
Yeah.
The last time I weighed myself, 248 pounds.
Wow.
Yep.
That's great.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's something to be proud of.
No, at 5'11", I should be at least 180, 185.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm 248 pounds.
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm 248 pounds?
Kinda.
You son of a bitch.
Just, you know, I just didn't want you coming at me with all those.
Do you really think I look 248 pounds?
No.
248 pounds is an obese man. It's a large belly over the belt.
Not
of
necessarily.
Their tool.
Not necessarily.
What's the matter?
All of a sudden, I felt this breeze.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't excuse myself.
That was weird.
Well, you have a window open.
Yeah, but in another room.
Oh. You think there's a ghost in here?
I don't know.
The Sean Meehan radio ghost.
I don't have to be dead to have a
okay,
ghost.
Okay, so you went to the dentist yesterday. I'm fascinated by this story. Please tell me more.
Yeah, I got my teeth cleaned.
But now you're back into the swing of it since you've been 35. Well, every 6 months.
So I didn't go for about probably 10, 12 years. I had such an awful experience when I was a child that I had this awful dental. Well, you know, I mean, I'm older than you are. So I started going to the dentist in like 1960, right?
Okay.
59, 60, right? I mean, you know, 3, 4. And everything was terrifying. It was, it was like a Marathon Man. You know, it was, is it safe? It was.
Yeah. They didn't have the technology like they do now.
Not where I went.
Yeah.
And so I stopped going because it was terrifying. It
right.
smelled bad and the music was awful.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the experience was terrible. And yeah, my teeth started to die on me, right?
Wow.
The molars started to die.
Yeah.
And I was in Japan. I was on a train, Shinkansen, a bullet train coming back from Kyoto. And in Japan, I didn't tell you this story before.
No.
In Japan, when you buy a bag of mixed nuts at the train station, they put unshelled pistachio nuts into the package along with things like almonds and cashews and, yeah, you know, filberts and things of that nature. Well, I don't ever bother. I didn't bother to look for something that I needed to
crack
shell.
A shell. And
exactly.
Ooh.
So I threw it in my mouth. I just kind of, you know, put it in my hand, did that thing where you shake it in your hand, right?
Like you're masturbating.
In my mouth. Exactly.
That hand motion. That
I'm shaking my nuts, if you will. Never occurred to you before?
No, go on.
Okay, thanks.
Go on.
And put them in my mouth and bit down on the rear molar that was already you know, damaged.
Decayed.
Yeah, decayed. Oh. And cracked a molar.
Oh, how old were you?
28.
Oh.
28? And you got to figure, if you haven't been to a dentist in, you know, 10, 15 years, probably Japan's not the best place to start your dental experience again.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, thanks. So, so I came back to the United States. I managed to put it off with like Ambersol and drugs. I had Vicodin and all kinds of shit with me. And came back to the United States. Went to my secretary's desk. I was working for Sony. And I said to her, I need for you to make an appointment at a dentist for me. I don't have a dentist. Call to the other folks in the department. Find who they think is a good dentist who's close by. Make an appointment. Don't tell me about the appointment until I have to leave to go to the appointment. Figure out how long it'll take me to get there. If it's 10 minutes, don't tell me until 10 minutes before I actually have to go to that appointment. So otherwise, I'll make an excuse.
Right.
And she did. Like within an hour, she goes, okay, you have to go now. I go, what? She goes, right now you have to go.
Oh, shit.
And so I wound up going to a dentist who was close by. He, a beautiful staff, lovely people, terrible dentist. Oh. But they were so gentle. It took him two hour and a half appointments to clean the plaque off my mouth.
Oh.
I mean, it was horrible. And in the course of the cleaning, they found that I had all kinds of cavities and I needed root canals and all that kind of stuff.
Goodness.
But anyhow, as a result of all of that...
Did they find a tennis ball or anything in there?
No, they did not find a tennis ball. But you keep trying. I'm sure you'll say something funny eventually.
Do you remember as a kid, you go through the bushes after 50 years and you find tennis balls and like... pencils and stuff.
Don't you realize we obviously had a very different kind of childhood? You're flossing. I'm not. You're looking for tennis balls. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm thinking you were raised as a Labrador Retriever. That's what I'm thinking now. I'm just.
That ate a lot of milk bones.
That's the conclusion I'm coming to. Anyhow, as a result, I got over my dental phobia. I lost a couple of teeth, but I got over my dental phobia. Now I go to the dentist three times a year.
So you have all your teeth?
I have, well, all the ones that I didn't lose, I have.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And I've got a bridge and stuff like that. But I go and I use a little flosser, one of those little things that's on plastics.
Yeah.
Put a pre-wrap for you.
Yeah, no, not good.
Because it's fine. I don't want to be arguing with you about any kind of oral health. Don't tell me it's not good.
No, I'm just saying
you feel
it's
crappy
not complete.
About the fact. It is
wrap
complete.
Wrap it around your finger. Wrap it around your tooth and
I can't.
Massage it.
I gag. Don't you understand? I gag.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you gagged. That's all you had to say is I gag. And I shut up.
Is this how you're going to treat your kids?
No. I will be very on them about flossing.
And what if they gag?
Oh, if they gag, we'll work around.
Call them a pussy if they, like,
oh,
you just
I
called
never,
me a pussy?
I never called you a
you
pussy.
You just called me a pussy.
Absolutely not.
I can't believe it, you fucker. All right, here's what we're going to do. All the music today.
Are from dentist?
No.
It's from the dentist office.
All of them, no. No.
That would be funny, though.
I burned a CD for my nephew to put some more tunes on his iPod, and I burned him a CD of music from one-hit wonder bands. That just had one hit.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so I thought that would be a fun thing to do.
That would be a blast.
So all the music today are from one-hit wonders.
Okay.
So we'll play a little bit of one-hit wonder music. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the news, all right?
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Schnauzer Logic, Robin Goldstein, Parviz Vitali, and you. And we're asking you... He can't go anywhere. He's got to go floss. You got a choice, so we're asking you to please stick around.
I want to know why you like to dress up like a girl sometimes.
This is Schnauzer Logic.
Got a breaker 19. This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on there. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Good buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass. off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
We feel that in every way, this new radio series offers an unusual opportunity to combine broad popular appeal with truly distinguished radio treatment.
Oh, and this one time, at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Crystal!
Hello?
This is Schnauzer Logic.
Welcome back. We're 21 minutes into this episode of Schnauzer Logic. Robin Goldstein, host buddy and pal. Straight white Buddhist vegetarian lesbian fraternity boy trapped in the body of a recovering transsexual woman patent attorney with Zarsis Muir and Master's Degree in City Planning. www.schnauzerlogic.com. You know, last week I mentioned that we had a MySpace account, but nobody really cared and didn't give it out. In the last couple of weeks, we got like five more people who want to become our buddies on MySpace.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Considering we weren't on the air last week, but yeah.
I think I'm a little boy. Because I'm hairless.
You know, the last song we heard reminds me of the last week we had the 25th anniversary of MTV.
Yes.
And it, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's a huge deal, but it had absolutely no impact on anything or anybody, huh?
What?
I mean, there was no press on it whatsoever.
Sure it was.
They didn't have a big special on MTV.
On VH1, they had the big special.
Oh, on VH1.
Yeah, on VH1. Well, they don't play music on MTV anymore.
I know. What a tragedy that Institute of MTV has become. It's just crap now.
They have four networks. They have the real world. They have...
I know. It's all reality TV. It's nothing to do with music videos.
Do you watch it at all?
Not at all.
Nothing? You watch
no.
Surreal Life?
Yeah, that's VH1.
Well, but that's all part of the same thing.
I understand, but the MTV was huge on music videos.
But it changed. It did what it needed to do. How long do you think it
needed? For the first, 10 years? And then the last 15 sucked.
Isn't that pretty good, though? Don't you think it's... For something to have a social impact on popular culture for 10 years, isn't that pretty amazing?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, let me ask you an honest question. Who would you want to see music videos from today? Which bands out there would you think, God, you know what would make that music better? A music video would make that music better.
Well, that's true.
I mean, how many more rappers do you need to see flinging around some bling with pimps and hoes and jacked up rides? And what the fuck are we going to see? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I know, but don't artists want to promote themselves? Don't they want to be out there?
That's not how they do it now.
I guess not. They
put it on the computer. They go to MySpace. It's all this viral marketing on YouTube. That's the biggest thing right now, right?
Yeah.
That's taken over. YouTube is now everywhere. People are using that for viral marketing. So they'll kill that golden goose as well. But I mean, do you remember when MTV started?
Absolutely.
Were you there the first day?
Or? I was not. I actually joined MTV probably 3 years after it started.
All right. I was there the first day because I was a law student. So, and I had a lot of money with nothing to do.
Okay.
Well, let's put it this way. I had loans, which gave me a lot of pocket cash, which I should have used for paying things like rent and tuition. And instead, I did neither of those things. I stayed at home and I watched TV.
Okay.
All the time. All the fucking time. I watched a lot of television.
Right on.
It's not a surprise that I didn't pass the New York bar the first time I took it. Not a surprise to anybody, including me.
But you knew exactly where the pizza joint was, huh?
I knew where the pizza joint was, and I was there when the...
the rocket shot up in the air.
And here's the interesting thing. I took a train from Boston to New York, and I sat next to Nina Blackwood. I sat next to Nina Blackwood on the train from Boston to New York. I had no idea who the fuck she was. And she goes, oh, yeah, and she was very, very attractive, you know. And so I'm like, and I don't know about you, but in all the time that I've been traveling, so I'm going to be 49 next month.
Okay.
I can't fucking believe that. I'll be 49 next month. It's rare that I will sit next to someone who I find attractive. Because you think, well, you're on a train, you're on an airplane, you're on a, you know, some kind of long distance vehicle. You see movies, it's a perfect opportunity for two people to spend time together. They don't know each other. They're kind of forced, you know, into close proximity. Maybe the bus will be taken over by terrorists and will be, you know, she'll have to hold on to my arm.
Right.
Something like that, right?
Right,
snakes,
right.
Could be snakes, you never know, could be snakes, possibility of snakes.
Correct.
Something of that nature. Never, ever, ever fucking happened. One time happened, Nina Blackwood, and instead of going, oh my God, you're fucking Nina, and like, just like, I go, who are you? It's just like, no idea.
But when you saw her on the train it was?
Yes, it was on a train.
How long was she on MTV?
I don't know. It'd been on the air for a really short period of time.
Okay.
You know, and so I don't. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I must have seen her. I mean, J.J. Yeah. Jackson and Nina Blackwood,
Quinn.
Martha Quinn, and
right.
The young guy,
the white guy.
That's right, the white guy.
Yeah,
Adam. Adam? He wasn't. He wasn't the first one. It was somebody else. It was. It wasn't Adam. He came later.
Okay.
He did the whole MTV universe. Adam Curry, but it wasn't Adam Curry.
Oh, no, not Adam Curry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The other white guy.
Okay, just chill, dude.
I just said no.
J.J. Jackson wasn't a white guy?
No, J.J. Jackson was black.
Black. You say that like Jimmy the Greek. He was black.
Let me just get off the subject one second. I love those skinhead racist people.
Black.
The skinhead racist people.
You got your blacks.
That do this
stuff. How many fucking syllables in
there? I'm tired of them. And they say the word real quietly. Nigger. Right? I'm tired of them. And those goddamn chinks. You know what I mean? If you're really racist, why don't you say it loud and proud?
Like Mel Gibson. What?
I tell you.
That was a segue.
I tell you.
That was a segue.
I tell you.
Come on, it was a segue.
No, but I want to hear about Nina Blackwood. So she was on the train.
Anyway, I didn't know who she was.
Okay.
I lost my opportunity to hook up with her because otherwise it was a sure thing.
Sure.
I lost my sorry. I love, apparently my cold is still here. It's a sure thing. Now I can't even control my nose. My nose is laughing at me. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, it was a sure thing. Because I looked like you back then.
Whoa.
Oh, that was really cold. Wow. Hold on. That was actually pretty funny, though. Hold on a second.
What?
Once again, we've hit a cul-de-sac.
Acaloids, my friend.
So anyhow.
Acaloids, my friend.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
All right. So, Nothing happened. And then I got back to my apartment, and I turned on MTV, and there was fucking Nina Blackwood.
Yeah.
So.
And were you addicted to MTV when it came out?
When it first came on, it was the coolest thing I had ever seen in my life because nobody was doing shortcuts with video. Nobody was doing all of that kind of really fast acting and layering stuff on top of other things. I mean, basically, MTV was an opportunity to play around with all the effects boxes that you got when you got a new camera or a new production studio. So, like, you know.
And nobody was judgmental back then. None of the audience. We were excited to see it happen as it happened.
We were stoned, is what we were.
25 years later, we're very stoned at that point. We're so judgmental, like, oh, that sucks. Or, this.
I mean, you look at the Cyndi Lauper right now, and you look at the Madonna stuff. That stuff looks really cheesy, but back then it was very cool. Even Aha, right?
Yes.
I mean, Aha, that was a big deal. But I don't know.
It's good network, but it's gone to crap.
It's too bad.
So Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
We should take another break. Actually.
All right.
I'm trying to do short segments here.
Oh, why is that?
Just so that the plaque in your system doesn't clog your arteries.
You know what? I'm sorry to that. I bring that up.
How much are you? 240?
248.
Really?
I'm a fat ass, but yet I got nice teeth.
How? I mean, you didn't start off that way.
Came out of my mother's womb at 247.
Really? So you managed to hold the line after all these years.
That's right. I have been maintaining very well.
I see.
Very well. I was a very large baby. I was 14 pounds, I think.
I see.
Yeah, I was 14 pounds.
Still peeling pieces of her vag off the operating room ceiling.
I came out with, I think, a sandwich in my hand.
So I don't remember you being this heavy. I mean, have you just put weight on?
No, I've always been very stocky. If you look back in the old tapes, I've always been very stocky.
Yeah, but you weren't this big.
What? Wait, now you're insulting me.
Now? No, but
these last 22 episodes, I never felt insulted.
I mean, like when I met you, probably what, like 220?
No, I was always around 240.
Really?
Yeah.
So you put 7 pounds on?
In the last 5 years, probably 10 pounds, yeah.
That's a lot.
All right.
Well, I'm worried about your health.
Oh, nothing to worry about.
Well, you look... Listen, okay.
5 years ago...
Right.
In 2000, the year 2000, right? I had what I thought were
actually,
chest pains.
2001.
I had what I thought were chest pains, okay?
So August 2006,
right.
5 years ago...
But it turned out my lungs were irritated and they expanded and they were rubbing against my rib cage. And so it was hard for me to breathe.
That's
right?
Hot. That's hot.
So I go to the Kaiser and I go, hey, I'm kind of feeling like chest pains. They take
the
me
Kaiser?
Into, right. This Kaiser sucks. So I go in there, right? And they put me on an EKG, is it? Where they put the tabs on you and stuff and they check for your heart rate. In the year 2000,
2001.
My heart was healthy. So in 5 years, I can't imagine it gotten really worse.
You can't.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm not trying to scare you.
No,
a little bit I am.
Yeah, a little bit insulting.
A little bit I am. Like, I look at Kevin Smith, the director Kevin Smith,
yeah.
who I love.
Yeah.
And he's gotten, like, hugely giant fat.
But, see, he looks fat. Do I look fat to you?
But the point is, here's a brilliant, he's a brilliant young guy.
Whoa.
I don't want him to become, I don't want him to be like Orson Welles and you know, have a fucking heart attack and drop
Chris
dead.
Chris Farley.
Yeah. Belushi.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's...
John Candy. Barry White.
Barry Manilow.
No, he's alive.
Kevin Bacon.
How about that Luther Vandross guy? Went up and down 50,000 times. That's what killed him. His poor heart couldn't take the up and down.
Was it really 50,000 times?
Very close to that.
Really?
Yeah, he was a fat ass, thin ass, so fat ass,
you need
thin
to
ass.
Are you willing to lose weight?
Well, yeah.
Do you want to lose weight?
Well,
I mean, are you doing anything to proactively? Because I've lost
I exercise
I've lost
three
weight.
Times a week.
Okay.
But I really do that just to maintain.
I don't think opening and closing the refrigerator door counts as exercise.
Actually, there's nothing exciting in the refrigerator. It's those drive-thrus that kill me. Drive-thrus kill me.
Yeah?
Constantly going through a drive-thru. It sucks.
I mean, I'm worried about your health.
Oh, don't worry
Plus,
about it.
Plus, first
me.
Of all, your sex would be so much better if you were thinner.
Wait a second. Am I fat and obese? You never answered the question.
I think probably medically you'd be considered obese.
Yeah, but do I look like
I don't think you're morbidly obese.
Do I have a hard time coming into this room every week?
Well, I kind of grease up the door jams. I don't tell you, but I put a little WD-40
on
there.
Have you seen me breathing heavy through a two-hour conversation with you?
No. No, but I want you to live.
Oh, I'll live.
I want you to...
I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I don't do drugs. I know that's stupid because you could be eating crap and still die. So I understand, Mom.
All right, we're going to... We'll play some more tunes here.
Did we say who the artist was of the last
one? C.W. McCall.
C.W. McCall.
C.W. McCall and Convoy.
And who's the artist on this next one? Can we do Dixie Midnight Runners?
Tony Basil. You know Tony Basil?
Yeah, Mickey. Is it the Mickey song?
There you go.
Oh, I love this
song.
All
right, back on the other side. Stick around.
I used to dance to this song in my bedroom.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Seriously.
Stick around for more Schnauzer Logic. We'll be right back.
It's the mighty, mighty Schnauzer, Robin Goldstein, Varvis Vitali. We're playing a couple of twofers today, back to back. We got Timbuk 3, and the future's so bright we gotta wear shades right here on the mighty, mighty Schnauzer.
I'm studying nuclear science. I love my classes. I got a crazy teacher. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright.
Flushing the toilet while your spouse is in the shower.
Oh, sorry.
Schnauzer Logic.
Welcome back. 39 minutes into this episode of Schnauzer Logic. Robin Goldstein, Parviz Vitali.
That was good.
I wanted to do that.
That was good. That was
really
good.
I miss being a DJ.
Yeah. That was great.
It's fun.
I didn't know where we were going with that. It kind of scared me.
Sorry. Well, I was going to roll into either a third song or maybe Brian Cox Road Stories.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
I figured I would maintain the anticipation. We'll call back to Rocky Horror Picture
Right,
Show there.
Right. Cool. Yeah.
That was fun, though.
That was very cool.
Timbuk 3.
Very cool.
I love doing that. Talking up to the post. Before the show today, I figured out how much time I had for each song.
Oh, okay.
So I knew, like, it was 17 seconds.
But usually in a radio station, they give you the seconds of the intro music for the vocals, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they count it down.
What, isn't that what I just said?
No, you said I worked up to the post. And what you told me right now, this very second, we will review the tape, is you said that you timed them.
I timed how long it was until the
Correct.
Vocals began. Like they do with
you called it a post.
Yes, it's called talking up to the post. Is that wrong?
No, what I said was a little bit different. I feel like Vanilla Ice and trying to like
ding 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 ding
right,
ding,
justify
ding,
my
ding,
Bohemian
ding,
Rhapsody
ding,
ripoff.
Ding ding
it's
ding
different.
Ding 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 ding. You think I have that on here?
I hope you do.
I don't. I didn't pull it, though.
Vanilla Ice would have been a good one.
Ice, baby. It was just, you know what? I tried not to do too much rap and disco and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. www.schnauzerlodge.com. So, this is from The Sun. I love the British tabloids, right? The Fleet Street, the tabloids. There's nothing like that in this country. The National Enquirer doesn't even come close. The Star, the Globe doesn't even come close. This is from today's Sun. It's called Lady Macca's War of Lies. You know, they call McCartney Macca. Do you know that? They call Paul McCartney Macca.
The Big Mac.
Yeah. Or Macca. They call him in the UK, they call him Macca. They call her now Lady Macca. This is from Victoria Newton, showbiz
editor.
This
is Heather Mills?
The McCartney divorce is going to be the most bitter, high-profile split since Charles and Diana's 10 years ago. Heather Mills, dubbed Lady Macca after The Sun exposed her porno past, has hired the same lawyers used by the late princess as she battles Macca for his millions. Although she once claimed she had no interest in the former Beatles' $800 million fortune, that's like 1.2 billion dollars. Ex-hooker Heather went to see top divorce lawyers from Nishan Dureya this week. The Monday meeting she had with six of their top legal eagles went on for 5 hours. In bold six, in bold five. Gotta love this stuff. A source close to the 38-year-old ex-model said they wanted to go through every minute detail about the marriage and forthcoming divorce. Heather now has a month to get her defense in place before the divorce takes place. She has ordered the London-based legal team to fight Sir Paul for an incredible $200 million. Macca and Macca went to extraordinary lengths. I think they called her that just so they could have that line down in the fifth paragraph. Macca and Macca went to extraordinary lengths to avoid each other yesterday during the handing over of their daughter Beatrice, age 2. Heather and Paul, 64, arranged the tot swap with military precision so they wouldn't see each other. Macca swept into his London home half an hour after Heather was driven out, with the pain of the split clearly etched on his face. The previous night, Heather turned up at a smart address to find the locks had been changed. Do you hear about that?
Yeah, and the security got involved and whatnot.
Police were called by Macca's staff as her security guard tried to climb a fence. A source said Heather turned up unannounced. She'd made no arrangements with Paul to spend the night at the house. She's always breaking the arrangements made for the handover of Beatrice. She seemed to do it to create publicity. This is, I thought they were a happy couple. What happened here?
You know what happened? Paul reacted way too quick after Linda died. That guy went too fast, too soon.
He got married too fast.
Yeah, what the hell is he doing? If Linda was that much of a soulmate, what the hell are you doing finding a new girl after 2 years of marrying her?
I know a lot of people like that.
No, you should stay single the rest of your life.
You're like an Italian grandmother?
If Linda didn't die, he'd still be with Linda. So
wait, 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 wait. This is not Schnauzer logic. This is Parviz logic. Explain.
Wait a second. You have to be smart to be on the show? You have to be logical?
Oh, that's shit. It's shit.
Robin.
Yes?
What's Paul McCartney doing looking for another woman after Linda dies? After Linda dies, he's already married 2 years later.
He's lonely.
That's a bunch of crap.
What do you mean?
He's the most popular artist in the world. How can you be lonely?
So he should just be boinking women.
No. I mean, what, is it all about the boink? It's about the human connection. You connected with Linda so much. He had one night without Linda in the 50,000 years they were married, right? So they were an inseparable couple, right?
Yes.
So she dies. What the hell? Why don't you grieve for a good 10, 15 years?
Where did that number come from? Is that in the Quran? Is this some number there? Where does the... How do you know
how... How do you fall in love with a girl that lost her legs?
How do you... What does that mean? Even you don't believe that bullshit.
No, that's bullshit. But what bugged me when I heard about Paul and Heather Mills is like, dude, the body's not even freaking cold, man.
Well, first of all, it wasn't immediately. I mean, he waited a year.
A year?
Yeah, he waited a year.
You were married to this woman for 30 years.
But where's the chart? That's what I don't understand. Everybody is different.
So you had Linda because she was a warm body to be with? It wasn't because...
How do you know he has the same relationship with Heather? I mean, clearly now we're finding out that he didn't have the same relationship.
Yeah, it was
you
a bunch
think
of
people,
crap.
You think people are obligated to stay single?
No, but I made the vow. I made the choice that if something should happen to me, I would never marry again.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Wait, if something were to happen to you...
If something was to happen to Melanie, I would never marry again.
That's not what you said. You said if something were to happen to you...
Meaning like if I lost Melanie.
Do you have like a collar on it with a little bell? So
no,
you
I'm
can't
just saying,
lose her?
I would never marry again. I guarantee you, I would never marry again.
All right, that's a fine choice for you
I
to
might,
make.
I might. I'm okay. sure I'll date again.
No,
that,
that's
again
a, that's and you get some girl pregnant and then
sure.
pay for the abortion, but you'd never marry again.
No.
All right, I understand that, but okay,
wow.
that's a fine choice for you, Needle Dick. But here's the question.
Wow.
That I, okay, but. But supposing something were to happen to you, as you so aptly put it
right.
before, okay, and you were to shuffle off this mortal coil.
Right.
Okay. I'm not saying the show would be better. I'm just saying you wouldn't be in that seat anymore. That's all. I'm not saying any more than that. I'm just saying that, you know.
And they're laughing at you.
Exactly. All right. That's what I'm saying. And.
No, but don't you agree? What the hell is Paul McCartney doing?
Let me just finish my fucking thought. All right. Would you want Melanie to remain single for the next 30 years?
I don't care what she does. She can do whatever she wants to do.
Okay. So you care more about Paul McCartney than you do about Melanie. I rest my case.
A wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar while he eats you.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. You brought up Paul McCartney. I'm just giving you my 3 cents. That's it. I'm just saying.
But I don't understand how you're wired.
What do you mean wired?
I mean, you have obviously some kind of bizarre map inside your brain for how the universe is supposed to work. Flossing twice, yes. Marrying twice, no. I don't understand how that. I'm not getting the connection there.
Okay, all right. Anna Nicole Smith and the billionaire husband that she married, the 89-year-old guy.
Yes.
You thought that was true love?
I don't know. It's not for me to presume what other people see in other people. I wouldn't presume to know that.
Okay, when Paul McCartney...
How did you become so fucking normative?
Okay, when Paul McCartney was married to Linda, they had something special.
Apparently. Because he let her sing on a lot of the Wings things.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's my point.
All right.
Okay.
When she passed away...
Yes?
I can't imagine that being replaced so quickly.
That's because that's you. You weren't married to Linda. You're not Sir Paul Vitale.
So he found the exact same thing in Linda as he did in Heather
said
Mills?
He never said that he found the
so
exact same thing.
So he's marrying somebody just to have a warm body with him?
Maybe. You don't think it's possible to love two people differently?
Yes, differently.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you don't
so
think...
So then don't be so shocked. Why didn't he get a
prenup.
A prenup.
Well, he did.
Oh, he did?
I think so.
I thought that's what the whole thing's about, that he didn't have a prenup.
I don't know. I just say things and sound intelligent and hopefully
edit
move
it
forward.
Later.
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. I figured that's good enough for me. It should be good enough for you.
No, I just you know what? To each its own, I guess.
Okay.
I'm just saying. And how is she climbing the fence at DePaul's place? Does
she
have one leg?
She didn't climb the fence. But you know they have a photograph of her in the newspaper riding a bicycle? I think that's showing off. Isn't that showing off?
It is.
Now,
did she tie her pants to the stick?
If she was riding a unicycle, that would be okay. That I think would be fine.
And juggling outside.
But bicycle, they did. It was in a photograph. They go out of their way to make these people look humiliated.
How did she lose her legs?
I think it was a disease. Some kind of disease took her. I think it was disease. I don't fucking know. Why do you keep asking me questions that make me look stupid?
What do you mean? Like, you're like one of the smartest people I know.
I know. I just make crap up.
Oh.
All right. Here we go.
The whole I love you thing is a bunch of crap?
No, I do. Oh. I do.
Love
I do.
Me?
Tender.
Love me tender. Love me real. Give me
all
I need.
It's not that the show is...
Love me tender. What do you think about when I sing that right now? Do you think of BK Tenders?
I can feel the sweat. I can feel the sweat slowly dripping down my back.
Can I do one? Say one little thing.
God, could we ever stop you?
My band is supposed to record a CD at the end of this month.
Get out of here!
So hopefully the first week of September,
yes?
I can give you the CD, and that can be the music that we play during the podcast.
Fucking excellent!
Yeah, I'm very excited.
We'll highlight your stuff,
my friend. Yeah, and just give the people out there in podcast land an idea of what my band sounds like.
All right.
Love me tender.
All right, got one more tunes.
All right, who's this?
Let's see. We got The Vapors.
What song was that?
I want to know if you can guess.
The Vapors. That sounds familiar.
All right. We got In the Year 2525?
I don't remember that.
Zager and Evans?
Don't remember that.
You don't remember In the Year 2525?
Maybe I'll remember the song, but I don't remember the artist or the title.
Miriam Makeba? Pata Pata?
No.
No?
Not ringing a bell.
What I Am?
By?
Edie Brickell and...
Oh, yeah. And who did Edie Brickell eventually marry? Do you remember? I think she dated him.
She's married to him now.
Paul Simon?
Jane the Americans? Kara Mia Mai?
No. Do you have Dixie and Midnight Runners on there?
No.
Okay, what else? How about Aha? That was a good one.
Yeah, but I didn't... I was too obvious.
Oh.
I got Barbie Girl.
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
We should do Barbie Girl?
Yeah, let's do that one. It's a cute
All
one.
All right, we'll do Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie girl.
All right.
In a Barbie world.
You want to talk it up?
This is Bar... Who does the song? Is it Aqua?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not a very long...
song.
It's not a very long intro.
Well...
You only have 3 seconds once the music starts.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, give me my 3 seconds. Just point at me.
All right. So you're going to start talking now?
This is... Wait. Hold on.
All right.
Welcome back to Schnauzer Logic. This is Parviz Fatali, bringing you songs from the water. That's right, Aqua with Barbie Girl. And you know who they are because they're made of plastic. That's right, it's... When's the music start? It's Barbie Girl, and this is Aqua.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure.
You talked over it a little bit.
I did.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
What are you doing? Oh, dude. Alright, we'll be right back.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Welcome back. We're just heading into the second hour of Schnauzer Logic. Robin Goldstein, host buddy and pal. Parviz Fatali, host buddy and pal. It's too hot in here, isn't it?
It's getting very humid.
It's getting
in
hot
here.
And we're like losing energy.
What do you mean losing energy?
I feel like I'm losing energy.
No,
not bringing anything to the table today.
Whoa!
Like,
me?
Yeah.
Me? Sean's not bringing anything.
Yeah, but it just feels like you're not really bringing the funny.
Ah! All right. I'm going to totally ignore that.
Okay.
But I will say this. The last week has been beautiful, the weather here in California.
Okay, that's hysterical. That's perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for. A fucking weather report. And the barometric pressure?
29.2.
And?
And climbing.
The funny answer is rising.
And today has been very warm. I think... Whoa, did you turn me off?
No.
I think we're back to 90 degrees. 95 degrees.
I'm doing something to amuse myself.
We're losing steam.
All right.
Who do we got on the line to bring the funny?
It's harder.
And I'm going to tell you something.
It's harder to do that than it looks, isn't it?
No. It's very, very difficult. Listen.
What?
If the person on the line does not bring the funny, will you cut them off?
Of course.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Well, he sneaks around the world from Vienna to Carolina. Sticky-fingered Filcher from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me, where in the world is the bold Jewish guy in the 1988 VW van? Yeah, he flies around the globe, make a flip in every nation. He's a double-dealing diva with a taste for thievery. Itineraries loaded up with moving violations. Tell me, where in the world is the bold Jewish guy in the 1988 VW van?
Tell me, where in the world is the bold Jewish guy?
And he's also Oprah's best non-gay friend. Let's say Son of Easter to Jason Nathanson. Welcome to Schnauzer Logic.
It's 79 degrees here, Robin.
Yeah? Barometric pressure?
That's all I got.
All right. Riding around the country in his VW van collecting weather reports.
That's what I'm doing. Traveling weather guy.
There you go.
Jason, you sound happier than I've ever heard you.
Really?
Yeah, you must be getting close to home.
Where are you? What's going on? And who have you fucked?
I'm in Yellowstone. I molested a bear last night. and I got his number. So, you know, life is good.
Good times.
I'm at Old Faithful right now.
You're at Old Faithful?
Yeah.
The guys
got about 40 minutes till the next eruption. So it's probably not going to happen on this phone call.
Have you already seen it do it once?
I have seen it do it twice, yes.
So, okay. Does it make a lot of noise, or?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, it shoots water out, and there's rumbling, and there's a... What I didn't expect is there's a whole, like, bleacher section kind of set up, and people just kind of gather around. You know, it shoots off every 92 minutes or so.
Right, like clockwork.
And yeah, pretty much. That's why they call it Old Faithful. And, you know, people just kind of sit around waiting, and it's almost like a rock concert. You know, people just sit around, they hold up lighters, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. They don't hold up any lighters. No. let's try a little different tack this week, okay?
All right.
Let's assume I'm Rosemary. And this is tomorrow morning.
Well, see, that would require you actually interacting with me while I talk.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
Whoa, there's
that's
a bite.
Chill.
There's a little bit of a bite.
That's chill. That's cold. That's a
ooh. Well, meet Oprah, and then you're out of control now.
There you go. Yeah, he's got a big... So where have you been since we last talked to you?
Let's see. Last week, we talked from the Mall of America.
Which nobody heard.
okay.
Because we didn't do the show. But we're going to put a link on the blog page, www.schnauzerlogic.com, to the interview, because it was actually a pretty good interview. And so people will be able to download it. So you were at the Mall of America last week?
Yes.
Okay.
And since then, I've traveled through most of South Dakota. I ended up in...
South Dakota, Tom Harkin?
Ah! Yep. I did not run into Tom Harkin, nor any yelling, crazy, coward teen people. But I did run into a lot of yelling people because Bike Week in South Dakota, in Sturgis particularly, where 500,000 bikers descend on the Black Hills area.
Isn't that scary?
A little bit, until you get to actually know them. And, I mean, they're really some of the nicest people that you've ever met.
They're happy you're not a
exteriors.
Cop.
A lot of them are cops. And they have these gruff exteriors and stuff, and they look like they're going to... But they're pretty nice.
Okay. So that was in South Dakota?
That was South Dakota. So that was Sturgis. I went to Deadwood, you know, where
like
Phil
the TV
Hickok,
show?
Wild Bill was killed.
Did you go to Waldrug? Did you make it to Waldrug?
I did go to Waldrug.
Yeah.
Now, you start seeing signs for Waldrug in Minnesota. I mean, it's this huge scam that they put these signs every, you know, 5 minutes, and you think it's this amazing thing. And you get there, and it's, you know, it's a tourist trap. It's souvenirs and big statues of jackalopes and, you know, just the stupid stuff. But I went in there and, you know, looked around and stuff. And this is when Bike Week was really starting to begin. So all these bikers were in Wall. So I went, there's a bunch of bars there. I went drinking with a bunch of the bikers. That's where I first started talking to them. And the weird thing about the town of Wall is, I don't know, because of all the tourist stuff going on, they need people to work there. So they go to Russia and these far-flung countries and offer them jobs, these hot Russian women. They offer them jobs, and they come over for 6 months, and they work there until their visa runs out, and then they leave. But most of them are looking for husbands or somebody to marry so they can stay in the country. And you would think, you know, with alcohol and stuff around, that would actually work to my advantage because they're, you know, I'm from California. I could, you know, potentially be loaded, but it didn't do anything for me.
Nothing.
I had no luck with the hot Russian chicks.
The Russian chicks didn't go for the little Jewish guy?
No, unfortunately.
Because you're almost Yakov Smirnoff's twin. I mean, it's what a country.
I forgot my sable hat, I guess.
What a country. Aww.
Yeah.
So where is Yosemite? I have no idea. My geography is terrible. Where is Yosemite?
Yosemite is in the northwestern part of Wyoming.
Oh.
Near the Idaho and Montana border.
So did you go past Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, I went to, and that's also, Mount Rushmore is in the Sturgis, in the Black Hills area there.
Gotcha.
So I did go to see Mount Rushmore, which is also very cool. And, you know, interesting during Biker Week because you have all these hard-looking bikers and, you know, they're sitting there looking like tourists, staring at Mount Rushmore.
Was it more amazing than you expected? Less amazing than you expected?
It was about as amazing as I expected.
Okay.
It's one of those things, yeah, like a lot of the stuff on the trip so far, they don't live up to the expectation, like the
sure.
Grand Canyon.
Sure.
And so I was worried that it was going to be the same way. But it's not. I mean, it's really cool to see. It's just so big. And to think of, you know, one man's vision and the whole bunch of people carving it, it's a pretty amazing thing. It's 60 feet high, I think, each head. And to think that nobody died while it was being done, and this was, you know, 1930s.
Is that true?
It was pretty amazing, yeah.
I thought they just did it in someone's backyard, and then after they finished carving it, they just brought it over and hung it up there. Isn't that, no?
That is actually not the case, no.
Okay. Hey, I got another idea. We can try something different. Let's pretend that I'm Letterman, and you have a 3-minute really entertaining anecdote. Go.
That's not going to work, because I don't.
Hey, Jason.
And that was... Yes.
This is part of Visa on the SCD.
Okay, the interview's going to be saved. Hold on.
No, it's not going to be saved. No, it's not going to be
saved. Hey, Jason.
It just dawned on me, though.
Hey, Jason.
Jason.
Hey, Albert. Why do you do that?
What do you mean? Why do I do it? I do it to get the attention of the person I'm trying to get.
I know, but I've stopped talking, so you can just start talking.
I just said, hey, Jason.
It's like raising your hand in adult school.
I'm just being polite.
Okay, fine.
Yes, Paul Schaefer, ask your question.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Jason. Parvis wants to ask you a question.
when did you start your trip again?
May 1st.
May 1st.
2006.
May, June, July. Right on. 3 good months.
Yeah.
He used his fingers, dude.
Almost 3.5 months.
He used his fingers. All right. So you don't have a 3-minute amusing anecdote? Let me ask you another question, because we've talked about this before. You know I love you, and I mess with you because I can get away with it.
Here we go, Jay. Here we go.
No. I read your blog, and if people are not reading your blog, they should. It is randomshow.blogspot.com, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass when I say this. Your writing is brilliant. It's funny. No. It's to the point. It has a nice rhythm and flow with it. I mean, you've been reading his blog, haven't you?
I have.
It's amazing. And if you read the comments, people are talking about, hey, you know what? This is pretty much a travel book. We got a book here. You need to collect these things, flesh them out a little bit, throw in some sex, even if it's made up, and boom, you're done. You got a storybook there. And I'm wondering, as someone who clearly is creative and writes, how you see talking, sort of the oral tradition of storytelling is different from the written tradition.
It's tough. I mean, I've one of the things I guess I've learned about myself is that I'm less of a talker and more of a writer. I've always kind of been good at writing, but never really had an outlet to do it, and this has helped me grow. And by doing these interviews and stuff, I've noticed a definite difference between my ability to talk a story and to write a story. And the blog entries, I mean, you know, come on here and talk with you guys for 20 minutes. It's fun and stuff, but the blogs, they take me, like, you know, 3-4 hours to write. So my brain just doesn't work as far as the talk radio thing.
So goes. If we gave you 3 or 4 hours, you're saying your appearances here would be more entertaining?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. But it's a very
I'm committed. How about you? Parvis, you in for the next 2 hours and 43 minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, we're there. Go.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, I think, I don't think there is a difference between the two. That's my
really?
Point. Yeah, I don't really think there is a difference between the two. I think you may perceive there to be a difference, but whatever the process is that you kind of put the little pictures together in your mind, because when you write, you've got these wonderful little pictures, right? I mean, I don't have to see any photographs and I got the pictures. Whatever that process is, tell me, you know, tell the stories of the pictures that you see in your mind when you're on a phone. It's the same pictures.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels a lot different to me.
Okay.
To sit down and write versus telling you guys. Although I do think there's a little bit of a difference, because talking to you last week I think was a really good segment. I think maybe it's just when it's you and me it's a little better. I don't know.
Oh, so you agree with me?
Oh,
you agree,
Jason,
with me?
Jason, yeah. That's kind of a...
Hey, you know how much Parvis weighs?
No, I don't.
265. Isn't that unbelievable?
Okay.
And he's like 5'6".
Why did you? All right, that's okay. Can we put a picture of me on the
it's
web?
Like 5'6".
Can
I mean,
we put a picture of me? On,
of course.
Okay. Do you have a digital camera right now?
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Do you have a digital? Okay, take one right now.
All right, I'll take one. All right. Hold on. I'll take one with my friggin' cell phone. Hold on a second. No, leave the headphones on, so people know that we're actually, like, we're seeing you here. Hold on. Let me get the angle so that we make you look as heavy as possible. Oh, no, see, we got the smile. That's no good.
Let me see.
That's
no
good.
No, not the smile. Get the mean guy.
I'm
here we go.
Trying. Hold on a second. Hold on. Jason, don't go in. You don't got nothing else to do, do you?
Yeah, no, not really.
There it is.
All right, there we go. All right, we'll put that up on the website.
All right.
Wait, so you're taking that picture with your cell phone?
Yeah.
And you find that works okay?
Well, it's only Parvis.
And that's
that's an interesting thing. I see people at these, you know, great attractions like the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone here.
Right.
And they're taking pictures with their cell phone cameras.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder, I mean, those are shitty pictures.
Yes, it's a shitty picture.
That's what you have to remember.
The Grand Canyon, right.
It's a shitty picture. But I'm okay with that because of who it is.
Well, but that's fine for your studio. But, you know, traveling around the country, it seems like there's been a proliferation of these cell phone cameras, and people think that that's acceptable to capture their memories.
People are morons.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm getting to. That's what I've learned
around the
whole country.
People are morons.
It's very, nowhere is it more apparent than here in Yellowstone.
So
people, the way they drive through the park, you know, they just stop in the middle of the road because there's a bison or something on the side and they want to look at it. When there's a turnout right next to them, but they stop in the middle of the road and they create a huge traffic jam, and they have no consideration for other people. And it's really frustrating. And I've experienced that at a lot of national parks and a lot of these places I've gone. Tourists especially are just some of the stupidest people in the country.
Yellowstone was claim to fame is what? Other than Old Faithful. Is it the largest... Bears?
Bears, wildlife. I haven't seen a bear yet. A lot of bison and elk, and the geothermal features, because the place is basically on a a volcano.
Okay.
And so that's what causes the geysers and everything. It superheats all this stuff. So all around the park.
You're losing Parviz. Switch to something more sexy. Quick.
You're not losing me, Jason. Go on.
Should I talk about plumbing?
No. You're doing a fine job. Robin is just out of control today.
There's these huge pots of like bubbling and make funny sounds and stuff like that.
All right.
That's what it's most known for. And that and the wildlife. And it's also funny that all around the park, you see these little kids and their parents, and all the kids are on those leash harness things.
Okay.
And they're being dragged by their parents. And you have buffalo and bear roaming wild. So the kids are the ones that have to be tamed when you have these wild beasts just roaming everywhere.
That's funny.
See? He brought the funny.
He did bring the funny.
There,
Jason.
He brought the funny.
Jason, can I ask you something?
Jason.
Yes.
Okay.
Teacher. You know, we talked about earlier how you have a hard time talking on the podcast.
Yeah, do you remember when we talked about that, Jason? Jason, do you remember when we talked about that?
Jason, go back in my memory
Jason,
for 4 minutes.
Jason, do you remember when we talked about that on the podcast? Jason.
This is turning into like the Howard Stern show.
Jason.
It's just brutal to each other.
Jason,
all right.
Do you remember
and
that?
Then,
yeah.
And then my follow-up point to that was when you go to one of these towns and you sit at a restaurant or you sit at a bar or whatever, do you find it difficult to talk to women or hold a conversation with anybody?
Women a little bit, but I mean, that's always been my thing. I'm not really a ladies' man.
Okay, if it was a guy at the bar, do you have a hard time?
No. I find it very easy to talk to people from the town. And unfortunately, I get in these conversations with old retirees who are traveling around. And that seems to be the most of who I've met. So
they'll have sex with you.
Yeah, but then, you know, you got to get into Viagra and Depends.
Can I ask you another question?
Jason.
One more question, Jason.
Jason.
No,
how
no,
is
you can't.
Remember how
is,
I just asked you a question?
Let me
I'm
going to
ask
one
you
more
another question.
One more question.
Can I ask you another
how
question?
Is
Jason.
Your, how
Jason.
Is how is your oral hygiene, Jason? Be honest with me. Be totally honest with me.
I brush my teeth at least once a day.
And how often do you floss?
I've never been a big flosser.
Okay.
But I do have floss in the van and try to floss at least once a month.
Okay. and do you weigh 260 pounds?
No, I don't.
I rest my case. Your witness. Jason, your witness. Your witness, Jason.
Although I haven't showered in 9-10 days.
I realize you're like fucking like Rain Man. That's what you are. You're like Rain Man. Jason. Wapner. Jason. Wapner. I'm an excellent talker.
What's the most beautiful word in the world, Robin?
The most beautiful word in the world?
Most beautiful word in the world. It is your name. So when somebody says your name, it perks you up.
I'm pretty
it
sure
gets
it's
you
not.
Going.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
Watch
not.
Watch this. Robin.
Jason.
See?
All right, so where to next? Last time you talked to us, you were explaining that you were basically running out of cash.
Yeah.
And that you were on the side of the road doing truckers for cheese sandwiches.
I've thought about getting a job here and there.
Wow.
But...
I think
more
I actually
experience
is that,
than the money.
Is that,
I mean, I'm getting low on money, but I'm not desperate or anything.
All right.
From here, I'm going to Montana.
Okay. That's Big Sky Country.
Big Sky Country. There's also Glacier National Park up there, which I might go to.
Okay.
And then Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and California.
And you're coming back here?
So I'm just a couple states away.
That's right.
I'm only an hour difference in time.
Jason's coming to the studio here.
No way. When?
Well, when he comes back. He's going to come back
from
Northern California, and he's going to come in, and we'll have him live in the studio.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Pink belly time.
A couple weeks. I imagine the trip's going to end up around the end of the month.
I can't wait to meet you.
So what one thought do we want to leave people with this week?
Avoid Yellowstone during the summer.
Okay. How about like a positive, happy thought?
Yellowstone is beautiful during the summer.
You've been keeping up on the whole Mel Gibson, Lindsay Lohan, Paul McCartney and his wife thing?
Mel Gibson, not really Paul McCartney. I know they got divorced, right?
Okay. What about Mel Gibson?
More?
Because you're a Jew.
And you have
sugar tits. So explain the...
Well, I mean, it only served to confirm things that most people already thought about the guy.
Do you think it's possible to say those things and still not be an anti-Semite?
No. No, absolutely not.
So the fact that he said it at all means he is, by definition, pro forma, an anti-Semite. Jason, Jason, do you feel that way? Jason, Jason, Jason.
Yes, I feel, I mean, because, you know.
Could you try my name?
Something like that would never come out of me or, you know, because I don't hate any group of people or blame them for anything. So, I mean, the only reason that that would come out of you is that if those thoughts are already there, you know, it doesn't matter if you're drunk or not.
So you're a believer in the ancient Latin phrase, in vino veritas.
Not necessarily. I don't think it was, alcohol always makes you speak the truth.
Really? You think sometimes it tell a lie?
I think sometimes it serves to enhance some things that are already inside your head and maybe brings them out. But I feel everybody's blaming alcohol for this, and I don't think that's the right place or the right way to look at it. I mean, I think that's inside the guy, alcohol or not, you know, and it just happened to come out because he was drunk.
And do you think that he's an anti-Semite simply because he believes that Jews have started all the wars in the world? Is that enough to make you an anti-Semite? Isn't he entitled to hold that opinion without being anti-Semitic? Jason,
he's definitely entitled to hold that opinion. But, I mean, what started the Spanish-American War? Was it Jews? No. I mean, so his reasoning is wrong, and obviously what's behind his reasoning
is wrong. It was Juan de Schwartz, I think, so I started the...
was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was Jose de Gutierrez de Finkelstein was the... I think he threw the first grenade.
Maybe I am wrong.
Okay. Jason.
You know,
Does part of you
make a blanket statement like that means that that's in your head and that's wrong information that's in your head.
And are people talking about this on the road? When you meet up with people, do they talk about this stuff or are they just sort of tuned out from the world?
No, I mean, that really hasn't come up in conversation.
All right.
I mean, it's definitely more of a media thing, probably more of a California thing or a Jew thing. And I think it's on the country's mind, but it hasn't come up in conversation.
Jason, as long as we're talking about this, have you noticed, being someone in the news, that Reuters recently had to fire a photographer who was doctoring photographs of the Israeli war?
I did not notice that, no.
Yes.
I did not see that. What kind of doctoring was he doing?
He's been enhancing the smoke and basically making the destruction look much worse. And now Reuters has had to pulled all his photographs. This is a freelancer who shoots in Lebanon, basically making everything that the Israelis did look a lot worse.
Huh.
And now they're looking at maybe there's sort of inbred anti-Semitism in the media. Jason, what do you think Parviz thinks about this?
I don't know. Well, by his name, I'm not exactly sure what his nationality is.
Jason, maybe you should ask Parviz what he thinks about this.
Parviz, what do you think about all this?
I think Mel needed another hit.
I hope all of this is going to be edited out because it's really boring.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
I love you guys.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
Did you get a phone call?
Yeah, we're getting a phone call. Oh. All right. I'll have to...
No, answer it right now on the air.
All right.
Robin.
Jason.
Answer the phone call.
Hello?
Robin?
Hello, Jason? Jan?
Robin?
Jan?
Yeah.
Jason, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you... Hello?
Hi, Jan.
Hello.
I don't think she can hear you because I don't have the headphones by the phone thing.
I can hear.
She can hear. Oh, you heard Jason? All right.
I'm hearing something, but I'm not available.
You're not... You can't be on the air with us.
Not right now, no.
Okay.
What are you wearing, Jan?
Exactly.
I'm at a dinner party.
You're at a dinner party?
Yeah.
Anybody famous?
What are you eating, Jan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have a good time at the dinner.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said very famous.
Very famous.
Wow. Give us one name.
One name.
Mel Gibson?
Tanya
Harding?
No, A.
AIDS?
No, no. I have to go. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm sorry, too. Love you. Bye.
I'm real sorry.
Okay.
Say hi to all your viewers.
Okay. It's a podcast. Thank you.
Bye. Okay.
Bye. All right. Well, you guys are great. We'll be back on the other side, all right? Take care, my friend. Stick around.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the trouble around here. Talk, talk, talk. Oh, sometimes I think I must go mad.
We'll be back with more Schnauzer Logic.
Fun than flushing the toilet while your spouse is in the shower.
Oh, sorry.
Schnauzer Logic.
It is 6:30. It's 30 minutes past the hour at Schnauzer Logic. I'm your host. I'm your buddy. I'm your pal. I'm a straight white Buddhist vegetarian.
If you're gonna fucking do it, man, commit.
I know. I'm a straight white Buddhist vegetarian with a master's degree in city planning.
Oh, come on.
I forget the rest. Not that I forget. I don't got the rhythm.
Straight white Buddhist vegetarian, lesbian.
Oh, straight white Buddhist vegetarian, lesbian, transsexual.
No.
Oh, lesbian
fraternity boy.
Lesbian fraternity boy with a master's degree.
Fraternity boy.
Fraternity boy.
Trapped.
Trapped in a transsexual. Trapped in the body of a transsexual.
Of a recovering
transsexual with a patent attorney.
Woman patent attorney.
With a woman patent attorney.
I'm not trapped with a woman patent attorney.
I'm trapped as a woman patent attorney.
Let me out. Let me out. Parvis.
With a master degree in city planning. I'm your host. I'm your buddy. I'm your pal.
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get that energy back. Son of Easter, my friends! This is Robbie Goldstein. You always do the higher register. I love it. Son of Easter, my friends! Almost like a Regis Philbin.
It's out of control.
It's out of control. Son of Easter, my friends! Was Jan Karen, was she pissed? She seemed a little bit annoyed, kind of like you.
I can never tell. Welcome back. We're an hour and 30 minutes into this episode of Schnauzer Logic. Schnauzer Logic!
Schnauzer Logic!
I appreciate having you make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm trying to get the ball back into the wax.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. The ball back into the wax.
It's a Persian thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it
yes,
really?
It is. Yes, it is.
What kind of ball? What kind of wax?
It's. I don't have time to explain.
We have a half hour. Go.
You want to do a plumbing update?
I do want to do a plumbing
update.
All right,
here we go. I want to hear my song.
When the ice comes and the snow, and it's 48 below, and then the temperature
begins to fall.
It'd be
nice if it were 48 below now.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah,
and
it's
they
hot.
Hear the moan and whine of the frozen water line. Then
are you
the
a fan of the heat?
The
no, I hate the heat. Look at me.
Oh, the plumber is the man. The plumber is the man. Down into the cellar he must crawl. He must crawl. He's not sleek or slim, and they all look down on him. But the plumber is the man who saves them all. When the toilet will not flush, and the odor makes you blush, and you
the odor makes you blush. That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. Parviz, Parviz!
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a beautiful word.
Do you have a plumbing update?
I do. Okay. I've been plumbing now for 20 weeks.
Is that right?
20 weeks.
Wow.
And everything's going real well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to feel loved by my fellow coworkers.
Much love.
Much love. I had a chance to work with my boss. Not the guy who watches me now, the other boss, the boss that watches everybody. I had a chance to work with him a couple days ago at a job site, and he was very nice to me, and he told me that I'm doing very well and that a lot of people like me and that everything's going really good. Now, the guy that I had troubles with,
mm-hmm.
he's started his vacation a couple days ago. He's been gone for 2 weeks. I won't have to see his ass for 2 weeks.
All right.
So I'm very excited because I'm being managed by another guy who's a cool guy, and everything's going real well.
Well, that's exactly what we're looking for.
We've had a lot of injuries.
Little short, boring stories. It's perfect.
Wow.
Where nothing's going on.
Wow.
Everything's going real well. Okay, great. Thanks for stopping in. You see any movies? Yeah. Liked them all. Okay, good. Thanks. Thanks for coming by. That's great. A lot of injuries.
Yes.
Anything good?
Yeah. One guy sliced his
wrist. No.
What's the matter?
I don't really like injuries.
Why'd you ask?
Because it seems like the radio thing to do, but I really hate that kind of crap.
Oh, you asked.
I know. I'm out of my mind.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
I'm not that bright.
It's hot.
Okay, it is hot.
Yeah, we've had a few injuries, which isn't good.
What are those? What do you relate those to?
Just freak accidents. They really are just freak accidents.
Stuff happens.
A piece of sheet metal jumped off the ground. It fell, hit the ground, and jumped up, and it sliced a guy's wrists.
Okay.
Another guy had he was grinding steel, and the grinder, when he was done grinding, the grinder was still spinning, and he happened to reach for the steel. And the glove that he had on pulled his hand in there and just cut him right to the tendon.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're just having like freak accidents.
So do you have like a doctor or a nurse on staff? Or
No.
So what happens when somebody gets hurt?
A lot of yelling, screaming, blood.
Yeah.
And then they take them to the doctors or whoever.
So do you have like a designated place? Like, do you know like at the beginning of the day where to go if something happens to you?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I think I just scream and somebody will help me.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So it's like sex, is what you're saying.
Right. When there's a lot of screaming involved, you tend to help.
Okay.
Help relieve the screaming.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. So
So this will be the last plumbing update, is what you're saying.
No!
Okay.
My gosh, no. I have so much things to say about the plumbing.
Well, go ahead. Entertain us.
First of all, let's get something straight.
Are you the heaviest guy on the job site? I meant tallest. Are you the tallest guy on the job site for your weight?
You know what? I'm probably the only bald guy.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Hamas.
Come on.
Yes. Khomeini.
Really?
Yeah.
The only bald guy.
In the yard that I work, I'm the only guy that has a shaved head. Everybody else has a full head of hair or they're losing their hair or whatever.
Wow.
Which is amazing because that job is so filthy.
Yeah.
And you come home dusty and dirty.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Hair just gets in the way now.
Okay.
I'm starting to realize that.
Yeah.
Wow. My train of thought got off the tracks here.
My apologies.
Yeah. You implied earlier that I wasn't bringing the funny.
Well, I don't think I implied it. I think I actually said it.
Okay. I think you did. That I wasn't bringing the funny.
Yeah.
Where does it say that this show is a funny show?
Schnauzer logic, my friend.
Because we're chatting it up kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
We're kind of, you and I
chat
see each
show.
Other
chat
once,
show.
Right, once
yeah.
a week.
Yeah.
We kind of go over the week and talk about what's going
pretty
on
much.
In our lives. And,
pretty much.
And,
I meant to tell you something. This is a story I forgot to tell you. We hadn't had those weeks. I had this bizarre experience. So after my mom passed away, so this is about a month ago now, I guess.
Okay.
It's a long time ago now. It's like when one bad thing happens, like all kinds of bad shit like begins to happen. Almost like the universe like kind of lines up that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so...
like things happen in threes kind of thing.
Well, I guess.
Okay.
It probably actually happened in sixes and nines too.
Oh.
But we don't know because they're all multiples of three. That's a math joke. But this is serious. When I came back from visiting, being with my mom, I wasn't visiting my mom, when I was with my mom and she passed away, I was home for like another 3 weeks before I went back again to go deal with the stuff in Central Valley, the house and
yes.
the photographs and stuff like that. For me, one way that I kind of work through stress is I go to the gym. I either work out at home, but it was so damn hot. You know, it was just
right.
It was crazy hot. So I go to the gym. I have a membership to a 24 Fitness, and I go and basically just do a lot of aerobics. I mean,
right.
I do some weight stuff, but mostly just aerobic stuff. And, like, I put myself in a good mood. Like, I listen to books on tape and shit like that. And so I listened to stuff. And then I thought, and I had to fly, like, the next morning. Like, I had to fly at 6 a.m. So I had to be up at 3:30 in the morning to be
right.
able to pack and stuff to be able to get to the airport in time and shit like that. But I thought, and it's a horrible time. You feel awful, right? And so I go to the gym, and then I look, and I realize like I got no gas in the car. I figured, okay, well there's like a Rotten Robbie's, you know, around the corner from like if you go down to Meridian, and then you make a
yes.
left. Okay, so you know the Rotten Robbie's. So I'll go to the Rotten Robbie's, and I'll get some gas in the car, and that'll be fine. So I go to Rotten Robbie's. So I have the top down because I figured otherwise I'm not going to get any. Like I need to cool off, so I got the top down, and.
And this is at nighttime.
No.
Maybe 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, late in the afternoon.
Okay.
Late in the afternoon. Yeah, yeah. On a Sunday. It was a Sunday. I'm leaving the next morning, right? So like
right.
I did some stuff and whatever it was. And so I need to get some gas, right? So I go over there with top down and I put in a Blink-182 CD. Like this great, I love, do you like Blink-182?
I do.
They're just rock and roll. So I got like a greatest hits kind of thing.
Okay.
I got the top down, I got the music cranked up all the way, and like, I'm dirty and sweaty, but it doesn't really matter. And I get out and I'm pumping gas. I figure, okay, this car will have a full tank of gas because I'm going back East Coast again, so I'll be there for a week, so at least the car will be full of tank and
uh-huh.
no problems and whatever it was. And as I'm like pumping up the tank, like the CD starts to skip. Like, it's, like, making that kind of noise and stuff. It's like, god damn, fuck, whenever, like, I burn a CD from iTunes, it doesn't, like, work the way it's supposed to.
Right.
And then like, it stops completely. It's like, oh, shit. So I finish pumping the gas, and I get into the car, and I go to turn the ignition, and it's like, click. And I realize, exactly. And it's like, oh, fuck, it's
your
not.
Your battery died.
Yeah, right. It wasn't that the CD player was dead. It was that the battery was, like, dying as I was there. Right?
So you leave your car on?
Well, I leave the
radio on.
Leave the radio on. So the headlights are running and I have
okay.
it in the accessory position. So everything is turned on.
Okay.
Because for a couple of minutes, right, but it's not gonna kill a battery.
Okay.
Right? I mean it's not a big deal, especially because the car's been running, so the battery should be charged up at this point.
Got it.
So I get the thing charged up, and I mean so now I'm there. So now I call AAA. Right.
Okay.
I go inside and I talk to the guy, and there's a little guy behind the desk and he's like, well, I can't help you. So I go, okay, fine. I'll call AAA. So I call AAA, and the woman says to me, I don't think I told you the story. So she says to me, do you want a tow truck? And I go, well, yeah. I mean, or a sandwich. I need something because at this point, I don't know what they're going to do. She goes, well, if it's a battery, maybe you want the battery van to come out instead. So I go, well, what's the battery van? Did you know they had a battery van?
No, but I think every tow truck has a battery charger on it.
But apparently the battery van like has like special battery equipment.
Oh, okay.
And
they
like
can
that.
Replace your battery.
I guess
needed.
They can replace your battery
okay.
for $129.95 or something like
right,
that.
Right.
So she says to me, do you want the battery van? And I said, I don't know. She goes, well, she said, if it's the battery, then the battery van can give you a new battery and you can be on your way. And I go, well, what if it's not? She goes, well, then we'll have to call a tow truck. I go, well, what if we call the tow truck and it's a battery? She said, well, then we'll have to tell you someplace where you can get a battery. I said to her, okay, I don't really know what to do at this point. I think it's the battery because the car's been running just fine. What do you recommend that I do? And she said, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. And I said, yeah, but like, I need some advice. She goes, you have to make a decision, sir. I said, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. You have to make a decision, sir, whether it's going to be the battery or the tow truck. And I go, okay, let's try a different way. I said, Jason. No, I said, all right, let's assume this were your car. Right? So the fact pattern is, as I told you, you had a convertible, it's a nice car, you're listening to Blink-182, tops down, pull into the Rotten Robbie on the corner of Meridian and Partridge, and, you know, you go to get gas and the car dies. Would you call for the tow truck or would you call for the battery van? And she says, I have no idea. And I'm thinking, you have no idea. You fucking work for AAA. If you don't have any idea, what am I going to... So while I'm having this intellectual conversation with her, the guy arises from the dead from behind the little, you know, the cage inside the Rotten Robbie.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he kind of just motions to me. I don't know if he's drunk or whatever, but he kind of motions to me. And so he goes, open the hood. So I open the hood and he goes, where's your jumper cables? And I said, I don't have any jumper cables. Otherwise, I would have gotten the jump. And he goes to his car, pulls his car up, starts the car first, pulls his car up, pulls jumper cables out, puts the jumper cables on my car, and 2 seconds, literally 2 seconds, my car's running again.
As he turned on his engine, yours.
No. He jumped my car.
Right.
And it jumped. That's all it takes. Okay. Immediately. So it just jumped it immediately.
So it's the battery.
So it was the battery, right? So I was like, wow. I'm like, I'm not thinking to myself, okay, well, it's like it's a Sunday afternoon. It's like 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I'm all dirty and sweaty. I got a car that's running. I don't know where the fuck I'm going to get like a battery and stuff like that. So I booked it out of there. Okay, so like I completely booked it out of there. And the first thought was, okay, well, who am I going to call? And I called some friends. Nobody knew where to go. And so I thought, all right, here's what I'll do. Like, I can drive home quickly because I'm like, it's on right. between. And what I'll do is, like, I'll at least, like, take my dirty clothes off. Because if you show up someplace, I don't want to be, like, showing up dirty. I'll take my dirty clothes off.
Leave the car running.
Leave the car running, right. Exactly. And leave the car running, and I'll take care of all of this. And I made a phone call. Turned out the Sears was open till like 6 o'clock on Sunday, and they have like a special lane for
changing batteries.
I go in there. Anyhow, bottom line is it was taken care of. But I'm thinking to myself as I'm there. I'm thinking to myself, shit. Like I didn't really thank that guy. Like I should have.
You know what? I was just going to ask you right now. Did you thank the guy?
So I didn't. I felt like such an ass because I didn't thank the guy. And I thought to myself, this really sucks because he was kind of weird. You know, he's kind of strange, but he was such a nice guy. And I thought to myself, I should have at least said thank. I mean, I probably just said thanks, but like I was so panicked because I thought I got to get in my car and what am I going to do? And who's going to take me to the airport and all that kind of. I just like all freaked out about this shit. And so I thought to myself, all right, you know what I'm going to do? When I get back, like I'm going to go back there and give him 10 bucks, right? I'm going to give him a 10. I figure 10 buck tip isn't that's a nice tip, right?
Sure.
That's a decent tip. So I was in New York, came back again and went to New York and I came back and I went back to the gas station. He's not there.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, all right, well, it's a gas station. Like, you never know who's going to, you know. So I wasn't going to say, okay, could you give this to the guy whose name I don't know, who's like weird looking and drives, you know.
That's my dad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. So I said to him, the guy who was here like last Sunday, you know, he said, I don't know. I don't speak English, you know. So I was like, he goes, maybe tomorrow. I go, all right. I got it. So anyhow, so here's the deal. I went out. And I tried like 3 more times. And like each time there was somebody different there.
Okay.
And I tried like different times of the day and whatever it was. And finally I thought to myself,
I'll go back on a Sunday.
I'll go back on a Sunday.
Right.
I went back on a Sunday. The guy is there. Same kind of weird look in his eye. You know, he's got a little rocking a little bit and whatever it is. And he's just kind of like standing there. And I walk up to him, and of course, this time I'm like dressed nicely, right? I haven't come from the gym and shit like that.
Yeah.
And so I say to him, I don't know if you remember me, but you helped me, you know, start my car a couple of weeks ago. You know, I couldn't get my car started. You remember I was here and I had the top down and the battery and the whole thing. And he's just kind of like, he can't even focus. Like his eyes are like a little glazed and whatever it is. And I said, I just wanted to say thank you. I mean, it was really, really nice. And I had sort of palmed a $10 bill, you know, like uh-huh. giving somebody a tip kind of thing. You know, I just want to say thank you. And I kind of showed him the 10 and shook his hands. And he took the money from me and he put it in his pocket, like right away. Like, I think he said thanks, you know, but like, I figured that was it, right?
Right.
And so I figured, all right, at least I did what I wanted to do. Like, I figured that was the right guy and the whole thing. Okay. What I didn't know is that apparently that was the same guy. Did you read in the newspaper about the guy, the drunk driver that killed that little girl?
What?
Yeah. That was the guy. Apparently, he took that money. Fuck, I can't do it.
What?
I got you, dude.
All this is bullshit? All this is bullshit? Oh, jeez. Wait, the whole story was bullshit? The whole story was bullshit?
Oh, I can't do it. I had you gone.
Oh yeah,
you bought that little girl. And did you read in the newspaper the little girl and she was hit by the drunk driver? That was the guy. He didn't have any money. He took that $10 and he bought a bottle of wine with it, and he fucking went out and got drunk and he killed her. Fuck.
Wow.
Couldn't keep a fucking straight face.
Well, you know, there was a moment right now when you said, "Did you hear about the guy who killed the little girl?"
Yeah.
I thought you were tearing up. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but you see, it didn't make sense. You're like, remember that guy? Yeah. And then
That was that guy.
Yeah, that was that guy.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a very nicely detailed story. I was with you the whole time. And the funny thing is, I was so with you that I almost interrupted you to say, did you thank the guy? And here you go going, I didn't thank the guy.
Yeah.
Everything was bullshit? Everything? You didn't talk to AAA, your car didn't die?
It's not really important how much of it is real,
That's
is it?
That's good. That was good.
Some of it's real, some of it's not real.
God damn, you even had the time of the Sears.
Doesn't really matter.
And I'm with you. I'm like, you left the car running. You're like, exactly. Oh, that was good. That was good. All right.
Sucked.
I see. It's called the war now. I'll just have a good story next week. Am I allowed to come back next week?
Oh, please. Oh, please. Is that a promise or a threat?
I'll
Parviz, be Parviz, you have a story for us?
I was with you. That was a good story.
All right. I'm so pissed at myself because in my mind, I had this whole thing worked out. It was like, it turned out that the article in the newspaper said that his wife didn't know where he got the money. Like she was crying because she makes sure that he only has a couple of dollars in his pocket, enough to get to work and back again. He's like, apparently he's like 70, he's retired, and she knows he has a drinking problem. So she makes sure he doesn't have any money, and there's no cash available, right? So I gave him the money. Like, I fucking gave him the money to get drunk to kill that girl. I mean, fuck.
Oh, you failed, though. You didn't commit. Totally.
No, it really did happen. I keep making it up. I keep telling myself it was a joke because I can't.
All right.
Sorry. All right. We should play some more music, yeah?
Can we do Road Stories?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Can't wait for that.
Hi, this is Brian Cox, another edition of Road Stories. Last week, when we last met, we...
Does that sound like Brian Cox?
No.
No, it doesn't sound like Brian Cox.
Not even a little bit. What did we just play? We played Cara Me and Mai.
Give me any celebrity, I'll give you their voice. I'm that talented. No, give me any celebrity. Go ahead.
I think we're going to play The Vapors. You know The Vapors?
Give me any celebrity, I'll give you their voice right now, on the spot.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Okay, but, I'm gonna give you one right now.
But here's Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte.
Andy?
No.
Nah, shit.
But supposing that really did happen.
Right.
No. I mean my story. We don't know what kind of effect we have on each other.
Meaning like we really are suckered into each other's stories.
No. I mean like when I gave him the $10, supposing that really is what the next thing that happened.
Sure.
Like we have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know.
You don't know where you're going to be, right? Like the fact that you might not be someplace changed the whole structure of the universe.
Totally like Back to the Future, Christopher Lloyd, Michael J. Fox. Right?
Yes.
You don't want to mess with the future.
Right.
Or the past.
Okay.
Because it'll hinder the future.
Yeah. I got stuff to do, but I wanted to thank you so much.
Goddamn Reggie.
That's Nick Nolte right there.
Goddamn Reggie.
Okay.
That's Nick Nolte right there.
Yeah.
Give me another celebrity.
No, we
got... Just one more.
No, we got to take a break.
One more celebrity before we leave.
We got to take a break.
Name one. Give me a female.
Madeleine Albright.
I was just thinking.
All right. We'll be back on the other side. Stick around.
That's the trouble around here. Talk, talk, talk. Oh, sometimes I think I must go mad.
We'll be back with more Schnauzer Logic.
I got your picture of me and you.
going to. I sit and stare at it, there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Funny.
Keeps me entertained.
Funny, funny comedy.
Those tree hugging sissies.
Now your host, Brian Cox.
Welcome to Road Stories. How you doing? I'm Brian Cox. And, you know, I've got to make mention of this. People are quite taken by the show Last Comic Standing. Well, it does have its merits, like putting the world of stand-up back into the public eye. But as for the talent, well, is this really the way to become a stand-up star? What, maybe you've got 10 minutes worth of material? No, the talent on that show is mediocre at best. No substance, no heart, no passion. They are going to go down in the annals or anals of stand-up comedy as what can be construed as the aerosol mist of talent. Now you see them, now you don't. The real comics are out on the road trying to eke out a living doing a 60 to a 90 minute show that they've worked years on putting together in rooms that sometimes smell worse than your worst crap and sometimes in front of people that are thinking more about the babysitter at home. Wow, she doesn't really look 15. Oh, that's it for my rant. Okay, that's the way I feel. Here's a story I'd like to call The Last Comic Left. Eight comics, eight, were traveling in a van together for a month and a half. and you don't think they had their clashes. Anyway, one of them thought that he was the star of the Super Show. These guys were cramped, cold, and they're facing long drives each day. Plus, they had to set up their own sound and staging at every venue they played, so teamwork was essential. Well, the star guy thought that, he always headed back to the hotel before the final curtain call. That way, he wouldn't have to help with the sound and the staging and that kind of thing. The other comics got tired of this. It almost came to blows at times, but cooler heads did prevail. And the weird stuff started to happen to the comic. Oh, when he was eating, he'd be putting salt on his food, and the top of the salt shaker would fly off. Ho, ho, ho. And then his luggage happened to be left in the last town, by accident, of course. And then he got left in the last town. Oh, that was enough. He understood what was happening, and he smartened up. Talk about last comic standing, for sure. Hey, here's a quick story. A buddy of mine, I was talking to him, Dale Downing. He's a magician comic, and he told me this one. He was returning through Pearson Airport in Toronto, and he had his pet cage with him. He travels with 5 or 6 doves. You see, magicians, right? Okay, he was checking through before boarding. He explained to the ticket agent that he's a magician. Comedian, and that these are part of his act. She looked at the cage and she asked him, "Oh, I don't know. Animals on board. Have they ever flown before?" He tried to keep a straight face. He said, "Of course, they're birds." That's it for Road Stories of the Real Highway Comics. I'm Brian Cox.
All right, the whole last comic standing thing. He's correct. Comics aren't as talented as they were in the past, but I don't agree with the fact that
doves can't fly.
Exactly, the anals, whatever. These people have been working the clubs. They just happen to get their chance on national television, and they can't do 60 minutes on national television.
You want to get Brian on the phone
right now? I want to spend an hour with the guy.
Brian. Brian.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Can I stop your Parviz? This is Brian.
What am I? A straight?
Son of East to my friends. Son of East to my friends! Rob Goldstein. I'm a straight white vegetarian, Buddhist vegetarian with a master's degree in city planning. I'm a straight white vegetarian. I'm a straight white Buddhist vegetarian with trapped in the lesbian.
All right. Listen. We've had fun.
You gotta agree. Listen to the first episode that we ever did 15 months ago, and today it's always this. Son of Easton, my friends. Son of Easton, my friends! I'm your host, I'm your buddy, I'm your pal. Let's welcome now Parviz Fatali. No, Parviz Fatali. Son of Easton, Robin. And sitting in the chair next to us, we have Sean Meehan.
Hi. Son of Easton, you guys. Nice to see you. Hi.
Hey, Sean. Haven't seen you in a long time.
Hey there, Parviz. Sorry I missed the show. I hear they're really good.
Ackloids, my friends.
I don't get it. The whole...
So this is it. This is the last show.
I think so.
We're done.
I think so. Unless anybody wants us back, you better write in. Because I think this is the last time you're going to see Sean. I don't get it. Parviz. Son of Easter, Robin. And Robin. Son of Easter, my friends. Son of Easter, my friends. It's Robin. It's Robin Goldstein.
Wow.
I'm a straight white benefit. Master Green Planning. Son of Easter, my friends. Son of Easter, my friends. And when you do it, you bring this right hand up further. As if, like, Son of Easter's down here, but this one's higher. Son of Easter, my friends. Son of Easter, my friends.
I thought you really did love me.
I do.
This is such hatred.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
This is such evil.
Hi, this is Brian Cox, another edition of Road Stories. Last Comic Standing is so boring. Son of Easter, my friends. Son of Easter, my friends. This is Brian Cox.
Are you going on vacation with Mel?
No.
So you'll be here next week.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What happened to us, Robin? We had something. Put the picture, put my picture on the web so people know what they're dealing with. The 200, because they're dealing with the sumo wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, butthead. All right, listen, that's the end of the show. Want to thank all my guests. We're out of time.
All right, man. We're out of time.
We're out of time. www.schnauzerlogic.com. Hey, we got two people who wrote more reviews for us on iTunes. Thank you so very much.
I can't find it.
I'll show you later on.
All right.
Parvis.
Robin.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. I miss you both. Show up. Pay attention. Tell the truth. Don't be attached to the outcome. www.schnauzerlogic.com. More reviews on, well, I don't know, after this week's show, maybe we got to take a week before we do more reviews on iTunes. But if
are we coming back next week?
Well, I'm going to be here. I live here.
Oh, nice.
All right. Thanks very much. You guys have a good week. It'll be cooler. It'll be better.
Yes.
All right. Take care. We love you. Bye-bye.
This is over now, and you just got to deal with it.
I want you to know it's over.
It's over, Jenny. It's over.
It's over, Harvey. I'm sorry. I need to get on with my life.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.